This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will visit the White House today for a meeting with President Trump after Trump's summit with Russian President Putin last week. Then a phalanx of European leaders will be at the White House as well. Let's go live to our line to Washington. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy is with us. Stephen, it's a show of support from Europe for Ukraine and for Zelensky.
It certainly is. And look at the list. You've got Emmanuel Macron of France, Keir Starmer, the Premier of the UK, the Chancellor of Germany, the President of Finland, the Prime Minister of Italy, the NATO Secretary General, and the head of the European Commission, all coming to the White House today to stand with Volodymyr Zelensky. Last night on social media, the President said that Zelensky can end the war with Russia almost immediately if he wants to, or he can continue to fight. The president said on social media that there'll be no getting back Crimea and, in all caps, no going into NATO by Ukraine. What's interesting is, yesterday morning on the Sunday morning talk shows, the president's senior envoy, Steve Witkoff, indicated that perhaps the U.S. is prepared to offer NATO-like security assurances to Ukraine, even invoking the term Article 5, which is the mutual defense pledge of the NATO allies. The idea being that if any one of them is attacked, well, we're all at war together in defense of that ally. So if the United States is prepared to offer NATO-like security assurances to Ukraine, that is a promise that the United States would essentially go to war with Russia if Russia were to further invade Ukraine. So we'll see what today brings. But it's to use the term high stakes, I think, is trite and cliche, but I think it certainly is apt. This is a very important meeting today that has Zelensky in the Oval Office for the first time since that dust-up back in February, where the president told him he doesn't have the cards.
Yeah, he must walk the finest of lines. Also in Washington, Stephen, we're seeing an escalation of a military-like presence. What's the latest there?
The latest is several hundred National Guard troops are either coming from states such as West Virginia or being offered by governors of states such as Ohio and South Carolina. They would join the roughly 800 National Guardsmen who've been activated by the president here in D.C. The question is, what are they doing? There's not a clear answer to that. They are physically present along the National Mall in front of the monuments, the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument, providing images seen on television stations in the Delaware Valley and all over the world to demonstrate that this is a power the president has and is exercising. It is meant to be a visible deterrence of crime, but the National Guard is mainly posted in low-crime, high-traffic, high-tourist areas, mainly populated by young professionals in the city. D.C. has a violent crime problem, as all cities do. The question is, what will these steps that the president is taking do about it, if anything? The mayor of Washington, D.C. is saying that if the federal government is going to step up a security law enforcement presence here, maybe it's not a bad thing for the city that could use it. But the idea of a military takeover of the nation's capital is not a good look, she says. Many Democrats, fellow Democrats with her, agree. Last Friday, there was a federal court hearing here in Washington as the city stepped up its effort to try to push back against the president. The attorney general had issued an order that said that this, essentially the police chief was sidelined and being temporarily replaced by a new federal commissioner. The judge said that's not how she reads the D.C. Home Rule Act, and she urged the two sides to go into a room and kind of work it out so she didn't have to issue an order. They did that, and the agreement coming out of it was that D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith would remain in charge of the department.
Stephen, thanks. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy live on our line to Washington.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.